Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pass interference challenges, Carver High, initiated by NFL coaches through 9 weeks, 53 reviews, 5 calls overturned. 90% of the calls have been upheld. There is, in my view, no reason at all to keep this stupid rule because it hasn't worked.
This will be the last year that they have this dopey rule in there. And those 5 that were overturned, they were all in like the first week or two of the season. And the league was like, whoa, 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 we got to stop here. This is out of control. And they haven't reversed one in weeks. It's been weeks since they reversed one. And that guy Shermer we talked about earlier, he just keeps trying every week. You know, he just keeps throwing them out there. He knows they ain't going to overturn them. Are they pass interferences? Of course they are. This is all overreaction to what happened in New Orleans
right. In
the NFC title game, which was obviously an egregious miss by those officials that day.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know what the answer is, but this is not the answer. Saying that you can challenge pass interference when you really can't, right? I mean, you really can't.
That's right. They don't overturn it.
It's a complete waste of time. You're making coaches waste timeouts. We watched this play in the Giant-Dallas game the other night. There was clear pass interference on that one play on Dallas late in the game, and Shermer challenged it. And once again, they didn't overturn it. They never overturn it. What are you saying here? What is the rule? Just end it. Take it. Make it like last year. If something like that happens in New Orleans again, then fire the ref. I mean, what are you going to do here? This is just silly.
Yeah, and I think that you know, they'll go back to just the natural call, natural bad calls, right? That there'll be nothing else involved in it. There won't be reviews. It'll just be flat out. You either make the call right or you don't, right? Like that call in that title game was so bad. That's why they did this.
Right. But they've now made it a joke. It's a joke because there's a rule, but there isn't.
It's a rule that doesn't work. They never flip the call.
They never flip the call when it's clear that some of these ones that are getting
challenged are pass interference.
Oh, there's been way worse, and they still won't overturn them. It's like that guy Riveron just sitting there going, "Yeah, all these ones that come in just don't overturn them." You know, that's it.
They really are corrupt in the way they run that.
Totally embarrassing.
I think the way they review calls in the league office, they do it on Park Avenue, right?
Yeah, I think it's
the worst thing that's ever happened to the league.
I think that the only way to do this is, and I don't know how this will work. I don't know if it will. They got to take it out of the coaches' hands. It's not fair what they're doing to the coaches. The coaches are challenging plays that should 100% be overturned.
Don't you think the guy, the ref, the head ref, should go over to the Microsoft screen, watch the play, he makes the call, instead of having some guy in New York
They used to do that, and it was taking too long, remember? They used to have the guy come over and looking at the thing, and it was just getting out of control. Here's what I would do. I don't know how it'll go. Don't they buzz him now, like, on scoring plays and turnovers and things like that? They buzz the ref to say, we need to take another look at this. Just let the league make the decision. If you get a play like in New Orleans last year where it's clear that there was pass interference and all 12 officials on the field
miss it.
Then make the guy, Riveron, and those people sitting in that booth, make them buzz the ref and say, we got a problem
that
here.
That guy's an asshat.
Well, they all are. But so I need. It's not fair what they're doing to the coaches.
I've never heard of that guy before in my life, and now I've heard of him. And
he took over for Blandino, right?
Great. So the guy that has the job, this guy, Riveron, I've never heard of him before in my life. Now that I know who he is, he's like the biggest dope on earth.
Well, that's how it always is.
So it's refs, ruined his.
Like, if you know their name, it's because they're doing a terrible job. And the thing with making it just the guys they're doing it is they pulled that out of their hands because they wanted uniformity, because too often it depended on the ref. on if the call was going to get overturned or not. It's their bias, how they saw it. So they wanted it to be uniform across the league, and that's why they put it all in Riveron's hands, or it was Blandino's. The problem is it uniformly sucks because every time he doesn't overturn a damn thing. Meanwhile, on all these broadcasts that they force now them to have these rules experts, I don't know why. The league wanted those, and all it does is make them look worse because all these guys sit there that were refs themselves and say, listen, this call sucks. It needs to be changed. And then they don't change it anyway.
Oh, my God.
So all the people that you force them to have to explain the rules are just explaining that you're screwing it up.
Has anyone else, like, said, you know, because when I watch the games on Sunday, when I watch a Red Zone, and literally I feel like, and I've said this before on the show, I feel like it's just automatic. I mean, the amount of calls is so overwhelming. It is so painful watching an NFL game anymore with the amount of flags they throw. And don't tell me that they don't throw a lot of flags. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the league's spin of how many calls they're making, because they'll spin it and say they're calling less flags than they ever have.
Yeah, that's bull. I don't remember a single game where I've seen less than double-digit flags on both teams.
Right. It's crazy the amount of flags they throw. I mean, it is absolutely the most annoying thing ever that every big play now, you just are waiting to see a yellow flag.
It's amazing they don't have prop bets and over-under how many flags you're going to have in each game at this point. There's so many of them.
I'm not akin to that happening. I'm sure it will. They'll start having that prop bet available soon.
It's become a major problem.
It has become a major problem.
And it's beyond just...
They're ruining every game.
It's beyond the dopey pass interference rule. It's everything, like you said. It's not just the big plays.
Hands to the
face. It is every play. Every play, you're waiting for the yellow flag. Not just the big plays, the insignificant plays. It is every play you think there's going to be a flag. It's just that simple now. They have ruined the game.
It is so annoying and painful watching a game anymore with all the flags. It is absolute. It's draining. You sit there and watch. You want to kill yourself. Dickie in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, man. Long-time listener, man. Appreciate you having me on. First time.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I just want to chime in on the whole referee challenge the flag thing here. Challenge the pass interference call. To me, the answer is simple. Like, put a referee, take one of these old guys who can't keep up with the game down on the field, and put one up in the booth for every game. And let them watch the game on TV, and let them call it live, and buzz down to, you know, the head official on the field. And that takes away from all the egregious calls that are being missed. Now, I wouldn't let them do it on, like, slow motion. Real time, you know, watch the view on TV. And if they see something egregious, let them call it.
Well, that's a great idea, except that it's the same idea, essentially, as what they're doing now. They have someone in the league office buzz them and tell them that the play should be reversed, or that the call, they missed the call or whatever. I don't care where they do it. I don't care if they do it in the press box. I don't care if they do it in the league office on Park Avenue. I don't care where they do it. I just wish they would make a call and get it right instead of all these calls that are so obvious and so blatantly obvious that you're just sitting there watching as a fan, and they show it over and over, right? They show the highlight 30 times, and then you're sitting there watching it, and you see plain as day that the call's wrong, and they still don't get it right. It is so unbelievable to me to watch them butcher everything. It's like we see it multiple times in HD, rollover, super slow-mo. The highlight just keeps going over, and they show it 30 times. How many times do you have to look at it to realize you've screwed it up? And then you see that it's wrong as a fan, and then they can't get it right? What does that say about the league when fans at home, some drunk guy smoking bong rips, can get it right, but the, you know, Riveron and all of his minions can't get it right? It's amazing to me how they pay people. They actually pay them salary. They have jobs, full-time jobs to do this, and they can't get it right. I mean, how stupid are you? What are you watching? How drunk are you that you can't get it right when the rest of us can? I mean, do you really struggle that much watching an NFL game when you see a bad call that, you know, as a fan, I see it, I'm like, I mean, it's obvious they got the call wrong. Like, how about these guys on these drops, like these passes, right? And you see it plain as day, the guy drops the ball, right? And then they sit there and argue about it for 10 minutes, whether the guy caught it or not. I mean, a guy makes a catch along the sideline. He's got to get both feet in bounds. You see it 30 times. How many times do you have to see it to get it G-damn right? You see his feet are in? He's in. And they spend 15 minutes trying to decide if the guy's feet are in or not. I mean, it is so painful. You want to jump off a building.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.